Greetings, pilgrims, walking through the book of 1 Samuel in September. It's Pastor Bob here at the broadcasting studios at the Parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. And today, we've got episodes 35 and 36 of our story as we proceed now that David has been discovered and anointed king and has gone to serve in Saul's court. And so we pick up at chapter 17. Episode 35 is chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. That's where we'll start today. And yes, we have the candle going, a flickering flame with the monks chanting and the kava. Tea. Nothing like kava tea. Okay, episode 35. Goliath challenges the Israelites. The Philistines now mustered their army for battle, encamped between Soko in Judah and Azekah at Ephesdamin. Saul countered by gathering his troops near the valley of Elah. So the Philistines and Israelites faced each other on opposite hills with the valley between them. Then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was a giant of a man, measuring over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and a coat of mail that weighed 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leggings, and he slung a bronze javelin over his back. The shaft of his spear was as heavy and thick as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. An armor bearer walked ahead of him, carrying a huge shield. Goliath stood and shouted across to the Israelites, "Do you need a whole army to settle this? Choose someone to fight for you, and I will represent the Philistines. We will settle this dispute in single combat. If your man is able to kill me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel. Send me a man who will fight with me." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. And now, verse 36, it's chapter 17, and we have verses 12 through 31. Chapter 17, verses 12 through 31, Jesse sends David to Saul's camp. Now, David was the son of a man named Jesse, an Ephrathite from Bethlehem in the land of Judah. Jesse was an old man at that time, and he had 8 sons in all. Jesse's 3 oldest sons, Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah, had already joined Saul's army to fight the Philistines. David was the youngest of Jesse's sons. Since David's 3 oldest brothers were in the army, they stayed with Saul's forces all the time, but David went back and forth between working for Saul and helping his father with the sheep in Bethlehem. For 40 days, twice a day, morning and evening, the Philistine giant strutted in front of the Israelite army. One day, Jesse said to David, "Take this half bushel of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread to your brothers, and give these 10 cuts of cheese to their captain. See how your brothers are getting along and bring me back a letter from them." David's brothers were with Saul and the Israelite army at the Valley of Elah, fighting against the Philistines. So David left the sheep with another shepherd and set out early the next morning with the gifts. He arrived at the outskirts of the camp just as the Israelite army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelite and Philistine forces stood facing each other, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of supplies and hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, he saw Goliath, the champion from Gath, come out from the Philistine ranks, shouting his challenge to the army of Israel. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright. "Have you seen the giant?" the men were asking. "He comes out each day to challenge Israel. And have you heard about the huge reward the king has offered to anyone who kills him? The king will give one of his daughters for a wife, and his whole family will be exempted from paying taxes." David talked to some others standing there to verify the report. "What will a man get for killing this Philistine and putting an end to his abuse of Israel?" he asked them. "Who is this pagan Philistine anyway that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God?" And David received the same reply as before. "What you have been hearing is true. That is the reward for killing the giant." But when David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the men, he was angry. "What are you doing around here anyway?" he demanded. "What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and dishonesty. You just want to see the battle." "What have I done now?" David replied. "I was only asking a question." He walked over to some others and asked them the same thing and received the same answer. Then David's question was reported to King Saul, and the king sent for him. And that concludes episode 36 and today's session of Samuel in September, a walk in the fall through the book of 1 Samuel, a day of great force. And we'll pick it up right where we left off tomorrow. But until then, may God bless you and lead you to the light and show you clarity and understanding as you follow this story of Hannah's baby leading us to David, leading us to Saul, leading us to Goliath. And where else shall we go? Amen.